appropriately named Teddy Bear, back after an extensive effort that included a search at Dallas Love Field Airport and online pleas for help. An airport security guard checked surveillance video and found Teddy Bear in a break room there. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
You load 16 tons. Why, yes. Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company's soul.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday. That's right. Tennessee Ernie Ford, little known fact, worked in Redding, California here. And which station was that, Bob?
During the 1940s, he was a personality at KVCV, which was a long-running radio station. In fact, I worked for the successor to KVCV, K6O, out there in the great Quonset hut at the time in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, but you know what? Starting off this week, another day older and deeper in debt. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading in the exact center. We are at ground zero of the rehabilitation, the reawakening of Reading.
Do you feel reawakened?
I'm reawakened every morning. Okay.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
So can I just say that if we had our weather rock here, the weather rock would like to be underground.
You could fry an egg on a weather rock this week.
The weather rock is right here, and I had to bring it in because it was getting too hot. It was starting to crack.
Really? Okay, well, let's just say that the temperature, I can tell you what they've done, which is good. That's good, Carl. We're redoing the headphones. You know, of course, we have our weekend here at KCNR, some of the most fabulous, controversial weekend programming you'll ever hear anywhere.
The battle was on yesterday.
The battle
was
on. Anyway, like it, love it, whatever, or want some more of it, which is the Tim McGraw song.
We like it. We love it. We want some more of it.
So, we liked it. We like to shake it up. Anyway, good Monday morning to you. And no, you know, all it is right now is just a mere 72.
You know, this is the time to run around outside naked.
Absolutely. This is the time to, if you're going to mow your lawn, do it now. Do your watering now. Get everything done that your chores that you need to do now. To keep your radio just a short distance away, because we have a lot of things in store for you. Today, also, Brett Weaver will be on our show.
The mayor will be here.
At 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be covering a lot of details this morning as well. But our highs today will be 112. Folks, in the last 12 years that we've lived in Reading, we've never experienced these record heat wave. I've had 116, but we're in history right now as far as what they're predicting. Mostly clear tonight with lows. Our lows tonight will be 10 degrees hotter than where we are now. 82 will be our lows. Tomorrow calls for a high of 116. And there's still, we're going to get this headphone still. I don't know what's going on here.
While you're doing that, I can tell you, of course, National Weather Service has issued, surprise, excessive heat warning. Prolonged period of hot temperatures leading to dangerous situations. Heat illnesses are possible. Drink plenty of fluids. Stay in an air-conditioned room. Stay out of the sun. Check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly. Take extra precautions if you work or spend out time. Reschedule your activities. Know the symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear light and loose-fitting clothing whenever possible. That is throughout the North State.
Okay. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Bob, I'm glad that you brought that up because, we're all talking about the weather and everything. And so it's interesting because when we came back from Alaska, I just thought, wow, is it my imagination or do you think that people get more crabby when it's hot.
I know I do.
So do we.
Well, we noticed that too, Bob.
Well,
you get a little more crabby when it's hot.
Get ready to take your chill pill because according to this, it's 116. Now, I've seen 116 on the, what do you call it? The temperature gauge that's outside of the sign that's outside on Eureka. Coming down, that's in,
Saw it when I sent you a photo one time of me standing there. It was 118, and I was in my battle gear. 118 degrees.
Well, we're close to that.
I know. And
in
here's,
Reading.
And here's the difference is I'm up there with flak jacket, armor plates, ammunition, grenades, everything. And I'm standing there in a helmet. In water, that's 100 degrees, 90 degrees at least. And when you're here and it's 116, I'm in an air-conditioned studio. I look out the door and hit the clicker twice. The car starts, and it starts the air conditioning. I just wait inside for like 10 minutes. And then we race out to the car, hop into the car, turn on the seats with, they have the cool air blowing up out of the seats in your Jeep there. And then we drive to home where we walked out, our eyes immediately glazed because they dry immediately, and then into the house.
Does it make you think of or appreciate the fact of when it's weather like this that's so severe, I really take a pause for a minute, and I think about those men and women that crossed from New York, came across the prairies to be here.
Think about it. Think
pilgrim,
about when they were
the
going
pilgrim
through.
The pilgrim.
And the people who built this town.
Yeah,
in
built
the
this country. I mean, it was in the hundreds then. I mean, 1993 was the last time it hit this hot. And I'm sure, though, in 1883, it was, it was pretty damn hot here. And there's no relief from it. The only relief would have been the evening. In the evening, it goes down to 82, but it's still down like 30 degrees. So I guess it's a lot better than. There
are historical stories about services being held at St. Joseph's Church in the early 1900s where they would hang wet sheets over the windows in an attempt to get some relief while they were holding Sunday
yeah,
service.
So the wind would blow in. Okay, well, like yesterday, Linda was singing out at View 202. And as it started heating up, they hit the misters. Now, the misters work really well for cooling it down, except there's one spot. Where I just happened to be sitting.
And the bass player.
And the bass player. And then I was sitting when I was, having breakfast with Diane, or brunch with Diane and Don and Rob and Michelle Poletti. And the water is coming down. I mean, it's misting everywhere else. It's coming down on me almost like a very fine shower. And Linda's singing. She looks over at me. She starts laughing.
I just couldn't crack up.
I looked over and water, I noticed, and water is running down my face from the misters. So I had to get up. And I was shrouded in this. It was a misty me. I mean, I was surrounded by it.
So you were hot and wet.
At that point, it was pretty cool.
Wet.
And then they put the yellow comb there that says, watch out, it's wet. I said, oh, yeah, really?
Really?
So we literally had to move, first we moved seats, then we moved tables totally. There until we were finished, till end of finish. But it was a beautiful day out there. A lot of people.
It was actually a nice early crowd. And we are going to continue on to do jazz brunch the last Sunday of each month here until Christmas. And we're going to be going early with this heat wave. But anyway, I also think about like the baseball teams of the baseball. You think about they have to suit up and be out there. We went Friday night.
Friday night, great game.
The weather was beautiful. We just went. And, of course,
it was over 100, but you don't notice on the baseball field. You're in the shade. It's getting dark. And the wind's blowing.
Mm-hmm. So they are going to be playing. I think this is the last weekend.
This is it.
And I just think about those kids that are coming here and playing, and they're suiting up and they're playing in this heat.
Well, they're going to be playing our last game's Friday. Of course, we're going to be there. Linda's singing Thursday night at Wind River
at the Overtime Lounge.
We're going to have, a bunch of people there. She's going to have her band there, and we're going to have a great time then. And then I'm going to sneak out with your dad on Friday night and watch the last game.
Okay.
So, because we'll just use our. because it's going to cool down to, I think, to 110 that day. So it's down, you know, I think if you look at it, I think it's down to 109, in fact. So we'll see all that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. A lot of things, other things are happening.
107, honey.
What?
107, I'm sorry.
See, 107. It is almost, you know what? It is almost.
Time's right balmy.
Well, it's balmy, you know. In fact, you may have to bring out maybe a little muffler as it cools off that evening. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's Monday. It's 15 minutes after. It's 72. It's going up to 112 today, and the weather's always, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios, KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 7:18 in the morning. 72 degrees, going up to 112 today. 112 degrees. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A locally owned business. And...
I'm going to talk about what we did Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday was really cool, guys. We went down to Anderson.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We decided to go to the new, brand new grocery outlet. And we met the owner, and who, by the way, we're going to have them on the air.
On the 15th.
They did, you know, the mayor of Anderson was there to greet people at the door. That was cool.
He was a greeter. I said, gosh, how much you charge paying this guy? He goes, nothing. I said, I gave him a shirt, though. And Barron's happy with the shirt. And Les Ball, you know, Les Ball works for free.
Yeah.
So, Les Ball, in fact, was bagging groceries. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, that's because he wasn't. Because
we
that,
had about,
that takes skill there, Ball.
We had about, well, you know, it's not.
It's not easy to bag groceries.
Well, no, it's not. But it take, you have to be, you have to be on your game. Actually, it was really, was nice to be able to see, I don't know. That makes me feel like something's thriving. It was, people were out, they were doing contests, the kids, the families. I mean, we waited about, oh gosh, it would be like Costco line time, you know, during the holidays. Maybe it was 10 or 15 minutes. People were kind. It was just nice. It was nice to see, to be part of that. And we just decided we're going to take our little cart and go in there. We're going to get our, whatever we needed to get, you know, goodies.
Locally owned. It's a franchise, but it's locally owned. So I'm all over that one. And you know what? They have things in there that are very reasonably priced, as you know. And I'm not sure about one of them, but we're going to try it out because I've never seen it before. So I thought, let's try that.
Okay, before we get into any heavy
stuff. But anyway, it's a good – I mean, but it's, let's go back to the fact that a young couple invested in this. They've done grocery, you know, work before. But this is theirs. And they're just – you could – you know what? I said, so – on like 2 days before we got ready to open, did you do like I did? Is just sit up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. in the morning and just go, oh my gosh, what have I done?
We he still
goes,
do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we still do that.
I still do that.
Once a year. Once a year. Well, at least once a year.
No, I
Linda
do.
Sits up in the middle of the bed and goes, ah.
Noah, what about that client? Do we take care of that? Are we got to do this commercial? I mean, it's like, you know, you making, live and breathe
making,
and eat it.
We're making changes as we go along here. We've got some surprises coming up. We did, you know, new website, new ways of doing that. We're just going to have some new things happening. Too. That ought to be kind of ought to be fun for everybody.
How about Monday? A little bit of trivia. I just think it's probably we need it. We're going to get into some, you know, heavy conversation.
Yeah, I want to talk about some things that are happening that just is kind of weird. So okay.
Who do you think the fastest bird is? Land speed record
for birds?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Bob, do you have any idea?
I believe it is, I think it's a shrike or a peregrine, but I'm probably wrong. I'm not much of an ornithologist.
Oh, my goodness. Shrike. The Australian emu holds the land speed record.
Oh, land speed running on the
say,
ground.
You didn't
yes.
say land speed.
Oh,
she
I
did
didn't?
Say She did say you land. Just, I just.
Oh,
I,
okay.
Okay.
I assume speed over ground, you know.
Okay. 31 miles per hour.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Now, the first product to have a barcode, what would you think that was?
A carton of milk.
No. Bob, do you want to try?
I'd say it was probably a candy bar of some sort.
It's Wrigley's gum.
Oh, Wrigley's okay. gum.
Wrigley's gum. Venus is the only planet to rotate clockwise.
When viewed from directly above its north axis. Okay, cool.
The world's smallest mammal is the bumblebee bat of Thailand, weighing less than a penny.
That's a bat?
Now that damn song is going to be in my head for the rest of the day.
Which one is that?
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah, the Green Hornet theme.
I thought you were going to say, she drives me crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals, because that's what they play is in Thailand and the Philippines. That song played all the time.
And finally, for today's trivia, humans and dolphins are the only species that have sex for pleasure.
Okay, now how do you know that? I mean, I know about humans.
Well, they jump, you know, they jump out of the water and they're always smiling, and I think that's it.
They're jumping out of the water and they're smiling. Okay.
When down in Florida, we were at some aquarium, and the dolphin was actually messing with us through the window. It would come down and blow bubbles and make circles, and it was interacting with us just standing there. There was nobody else in the area. It was very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, here's this. I mean, this thing probably weighed about 500 pounds, but it was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I put a meme on the Facebook the other day. There's at the zoo, and this lion is sitting, oh, good 50 feet
that.
Away, you know, and just sitting there, a male lion, and this little kid's in this yellow, in this yellow raincoat, and he's looking at the lion. The kid turns around, and as soon as that kid turned away from the lion charged and slammed up against that wall. He was, you know what? And it's either he doesn't like yellow, which I don't think is the problem. But as soon as that kid turned around, it triggered something. He's not looking at me. I can get him. I can get him from the rear, and which is the way they attack.
Yeah.
And he went, and then boom, hits the wall. And kind of, then he kind of pawed and one of those days.
You know, a couple of months ago, a story was out that scientists were working on a decryption table for dolphin squeaks and whistles to interpret them into words. I'm pretty sure the first message is going to be "so long and thanks for all the fish." Now, if you're not a Douglas Adams fan, that won't mean anything to you. But.
National Night Out is tonight. I'm sorry, tomorrow night at the City Hall. National Night Out is tomorrow night. It's going to be down at the City Hall. It starts at 6:30. Well, it's not really night. It's just going to be 112 at that point because it's going to be 116 tomorrow. So it's 6:30 tomorrow night. What do you think? It's going to be 116, probably 113 out at City Hall. So bring your mister. Bring your mister or your missus and head on out there. But that's tomorrow night and National Night Out. There's green grass on the Orville Dam.
What?
There's green grass on there, you know, because it's an earthen dam.
Right.
So the Orville Dam people say that's just because it's been raining. Well, the experts that do these things have done the studies are going not so fast there, muchacho. It's not just water. From rain. It's not growing just from the rains. This signifies leaks and serious leaks.
Uh-oh.
That can come out because they said, look at the way the grass has grown. It's, you know, it's grown in such a way that it's signifying if there's leaks and it's close to the surface. So this is what they're saying. So this is interesting. You got leaks in the Orville Dam again. And is it from the, just from, oh, no, it's not. It's just the grass growing because of the rain. And the experts that have done these things going, no, you got some fissures in there. Something to think about.
Yeah, it is one of the largest earthen-filled dams ever, and there have been catastrophic fails of these structures.
Yeah, there's like another four or five of them like that. Now, yesterday on Jefferson State of Mind, as I was driving around, I listened to it. They had this guy who was saying that it was the feds that want to destroy. Okay, get this. You want to talk about a conspiracy theory? The feds want this to collapse. That allows state to break free from the United States. The exit, Cal exit, and all this. I mean, it's just incredibly stupid.
This conspiracy theory of the week.
It's Paul Preston, and I have to admit the guys from Terry Raposa and his guest Mark Kent just took them apart because they said that the political movement or the legal movement to take Jefferson or to form another state via a representation had been co-opted by George Soros. Now, this is Paul Preston and his group. And, and they came back and they said, you guys are, they're crazy. They're just crazy. But, hey, Paul Preston. I'd like to say that for 2 years we were shamed. 1 year we were shamed and had him here. But we're way over that now. But the Orville Dam's kind of concerns me a little bit. The next thing we have are the Spirit Airlines. I saw you looking at that.
Well, there was a guy who actually
– they advertise on their planes bear fares.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did you think it was going to take?
Before a guy took his clothes off and walked through the airlines naked.
I thought maybe somebody brought their bear on board.
Bear fares. He undressed as he was coming aboard the flight. So you're standing there and asking for a seat. The medical, police came, medical authorities and all that.
You two can fly naked. You two can be bare.
He said bare fares. I guess he believed it. It was just a matter
this
of time.
This guy was standing in the bus stop in front of UPrep a few months ago.
I remember that. Yeah. What about the guy with holding the dog in front of him out here by down across from the vape store there. He had the dog. Strategically placed dog. And the cops are out. You can see the cops are all smiling. They're going, okay, who's going to touch him? Not me. He's got the dog in front of him, So, yeah, it was a strategically placed dog. I mean, it's funny. I mean, there weird things happen in the city of Reading. Have you ever noticed?
In the water?
Something. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. The Home Helpers has, to me, has cornered the market. on the taking care of people in home health care, whether it's short term or long term. Sharon Clark has, as far as, you know, she is the one you got to call. Bob called her when he needed help for his mom. She was right there. He helps.
My brother called her, but yes, I gave him the idea.
Yeah, and the also the for veterans, she just has a special place in her heart for veterans, and she helps veterans out a lot. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Overtime Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino, August 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30. Come join me, Linda Bott, for a fun evening of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's 6:30 to 8:30, August 3rd in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
The dark side's going on, love and misery. She'll never know just how I feel.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, studios of KCNR 1460 right here in the middle of Little River City. 72 degrees going up to 112 today. I imagine the temperature is going to be rising every time we talk about it. It's going to go up to 112 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Hey, Linda, do you ever wear wigs? Did you when you were performing?
Yes. Well, yeah. Mostly falls.
Just falls? Because there's a place in town, Bella La Vie Wigs, that you can have the perfect hairdo every time. And, I mean, have you ever thought about that? I mean, every time you go out, you just have the right hair.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when, and I remember my mother had tons of wigs. It was very popular in the 70s. But I think that it's something that's coming back now. You know that Raquel Welch has a line of wigs, and I think that especially for those people who have thinning hair and have conditions, that just don't feel it's. It really is something that is a statement that you feel like you're doing something for yourself to enhance your appearance.
Yeah, but you could have, if you got blonde hair, you could go out with red hair and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, Bella LaVie Wigs is right down on 1700 Market Street across from the Cascade Theater, and you get a discount today by mentioning KCNR 1460. Call or give Heidi a call at 355-7375, or just stop by today and get ready for the weekend. There it is, Bella LaVie Wigs. Okay, John Kelly, General Kelly.
Right.
Was appointed as the chief of staff. Rance Priebus left. John Kelly came in. And already, a congresswoman by the name of Lee from Berkeley, Barbara Lee from Berkeley, has said, Trump is militarizing the White House. He's bringing in this Marine general. He brought in a guy. Kelly had just had Homeland Security, and in 6 months had done a tremendous amount of work for the positive side. If you look at it, the number of people crossing the border is down 60%. Down 60% from where it was during his time last year. He has streamlined the ways they do things. He has kind of sidelined a lot of the guys that have been there, the bureaucrats that have been there for so many years. So he's kind of like sidelined them and put some people in there to get the job done. He's a guy of no nonsense. Obama thought enough of him to appoint him head of Central Command or Southern Command. And, you know, personally, Barack Obama appointed him. So when you think about that, you think that, okay, so he's kind of gotten the blessing of Obama, too. So what he's doing, he's coming in, and I hate to use the word chaos, because chaos is the word that all the media stations, all the mainstream media are using. If you look at the word chaos and White House and put them together, they've been used like 856,000 times. A slight exaggeration probably on my point.
How about a grand mess?
And the grand mess, anything that they can say to make, they're in a concerted attack against Trump. And it's interesting to see why the mainstream media just wants to pull him down, because he won't back down to them. So they just keep coming in waves. So he puts a guy in charge here, Kelly, who's run a lot of things. And Kelly can probably run this White House staff and bring some order back, and he'll stop the leaks that are coming from the White House, from staff members there that have probably been in the White House for 30 years. So, but Kelly can bring that to a halt, and then he can also bring order to the people coming to see Trump. He can come to he can get the White House in there. And there's something, you know what, people? It's not wrong in running something with military efficiency. You know, people laugh and they say, oh, military intelligence. Well, military intelligence is really good. You know, if you've ever had, it's not perfect, as we all know, but it's good. But be able to run the White House where people know where their jobs are and know there's a chain of command, and this just isn't some kind of willy-nilly whoever gets to the president, I don't think you're going to see that again. I think Kelly's going to be able to put this back in order. And the fact is of Barbara Lee saying, oh, these militarizing the White House, getting ready, what, to go to war? No. Well, first of all, you always got to be ready to go to war, even if it seems far, far away. But then now you have North Korea that keeps talking about launching ICBMs. The fact is that North Korea at one point was like the nasty little child that just wanted attention. But now the nasty little child has nukes, and it has a rocket that can literally go several thousand miles and reach Hawaii. Then now you got to kind of like take a little bit longer look at them. And then the question is are you prepared to stop him? Are you prepared to stop the North Korean puppet master there? And the only way you're going to do it is probably, if he launches something, is to destroy Pyongyang. Just destroy it. And I hate to say this, because of thinking of the collateral casualties over somebody who is just a crazed tyrant. But if he starts launching missiles, what are you supposed to do? And here is the thing. Okay, and just wait a second. But here's the thing, is that China could lean in on them and make them back off. How? They get all their gas and kerosene and heating oil from China. China is about their only trading partner. Now, of course, China says, oh, no, we're doing what we can. We can't be expected to run, to keep them under control. Well, yes, you can, because you can. You have before.
Also, some reports that North Korea has taken delivery of a couple of latest generation diesel submarines from China. And these are a little dangerous because, yes, they're run on diesel and batteries, but they are extremely high-tech and much quieter than a nuclear sub. And theoretically...
The diesels are quieter than nukes?
When they're running on electric.
Oh, when running on electric. Okay.
Yeah. Lighter, nearly indetectable. And that's a big concern, is that you could get something close enough to do like a cruise missile launch.
Well, you know what? It's only going to take one. In North Korea, as we know it, it ceases to be.
Well, on that subject, just coming up out of Thomas Reuters Foundation news, China rebuffs Trump's criticism on Twitter. Japanese PM Abe speaks with Trump after latest North Korea text. This is by Ben Blanchard and Elias Glenn. China hits back on Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted he was very disappointed in China following Pyongyang's latest missile test, saying the problem did not arise in China and that all sides need to work for a solution. China has become increasingly frustrated with American and Japanese criticism that it should do more to rein in Pyongyang. China is North Korea's closest ally, but Beijing is angry with its continued nuclear and missile tests. North Korea said on Saturday it had conducted another successful test of intercontinental ballistic missile that provide its ability to strike the U.S. mainland, drawing a sharp warning from Trump and a rebuke from China. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke with Trump on Monday and agreed on the need for more action in North Korea just hours after the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said Washington is done talking about North Korea, quote, unquote.
Nope. It's just going to continue to go downhill. I'm not sure if there's backdoor, you know, channels that are open like they always do and saying, okay, yeah, I've got to do this. I've got to rattle these swords, but don't worry, nothing's going about it. And you can rattle them to me. It makes me look bigger. I don't know. It's weird.
China's calling Trump a spoiled child.
China is?
Pretty sure.
Okay. The other things that are going on here in our world, of course, is the health care bill failed. And it failed because of McCain. And, you know, they're saying McCain did it because of what Trump said about his time when he was a POW. You know, like I said the other day, I think that, you know, McCain did it because, there was some getting even there. But I think he also might have, you know, like I said, took one for the team in the sense that moderate Republicans were caught up in this and conservative Republicans didn't like it, but they felt like they needed to do something. So they brought it to the floor. And you don't, if you don't think that they don't know exactly where those votes are to the, if they don't know where the, you know, if they don't know those votes are before they vote, you're silly. Because they do exactly. They knew what McCain was going to do. So they felt it left them free to vote, for it. You know, it's almost like a kabuki theater. In Japan, have you ever seen that? Everybody
yes.
comes out with the
yes.
with the faces painted, and it's all this stuff. It's kabuki theater. It's got a you know what's going to happen at the end of it. That's just the way it is. It almost if it's getting closer to a Punch and Judy show, where people are smacking each other around. But now they have pivoted to the taxes, how they want to change taxes. Why don't they pivot to the infrastructure bills to get this country working again? You know what? If they don't pivot to that soon, they're not going to have it left to pivot to, because what's going to be left? Now they want to reduce the taxes. They want to change some of the things in the tax code to make it easier. Why don't you just go to a plain tax code, everybody, it's got three separate things. It's just a simple tax code for people. That you go in, you take your deduction off your house, and that's about it. But then it reduces your taxes at the same time. And then everybody pays the same. If you're richer, you pay more. If you're poorer, you pay less, because it's a percentage of what you make. But everybody pays something. You know, and people that don't pay into it, this thing about people paying in, not paying taxes, but then getting money back for more money, I'm not sure how that ever worked. And the child, on the child thing that they're doing with the, when they get when they get money back from the government, and they haven't paid in, and it's called a supplemental child care or something like this. And what happens is you get more money back than you've ever paid. So I'm just concerned that, you know, is this going to be something that just continues to go forward? Or are they going to try and simplify, you know, the tax code so that you don't need a team of lawyers to look at your taxes? I remember when I was able to do my taxes simply, and now that's gone. You know, part of it's because of a business, but part of it is just there are so many new laws and so many things that you do something one year and it's right, the next year it's wrong because they've changed it. And just making it harder and harder and harder like this every year. And it makes no sense because this, and again, this is a bipartisan attack on the American taxpayer by the Democrats and the Republicans. You would think they'd be able to do it. And again, Republicans, you've had 8 years to come up with a plan and you still can't do it. You still can't do it. You still can't come up with a plan for health care. And you still can't come up with a plan for this tax thing. We'll see what happens with the taxes. Then we'll see what happens with the infrastructure bill. Frankly, if I was Trump, I'd come down there and start slapping people, which he's trying to do via the Twitter. He says, how about if I just take out all the extra things that you guys in Congress get for health care? How about we do that? How about if I just come down and thunk your heads with my, you know, with a thumb? You know how you do? With right. That thing, you just take your middle finger and you go thunk on somebody's
forehead?
That would
have been like, that was something that was probably outlawed.
You don't thunk. You're probably right because we sure as heck don't want to hurt anybody.
Can't thunk
those kids. No, thunk the kid on the head.
Nope.
Doesn't hurt. I got hit in the back of the head with a helmet one time to pay attention.
Well, but you
and
know.
After I got up, I paid attention after I got up. Yeah. Whoa. Thanks, Sarge. I needed that, you know. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Largest single owner, privately owned gun or firearms instruction company in California next to the NRA. Teaches in 28 counties, going for this 29th county. Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, Army Command Sergeant Major, has trained his people and he's worked this. So he teaches in all these different spots. He's got, has super reviews. Just check it out at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, whether it's concealed carry, tactical rifle, advanced pistol. So many different classes that are available to our shooters. Northern Firearms Instruction. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back.
Spas are most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Currently 75 degrees. There we go. One way or another, you are going to make it through today. Take your inhale.
I don't know what it is about Mondays, but you know what? It's like I have to retrain myself, you know, on a Monday, you know, and then, you know, Bob's hitting the right button and the computer just looks at him and winks.
Yeah.
It winked at him and then it plays.
Yeah, like, you know.
Hey, Wellgate Sports Club are the ones that are bringing this segment to you. Wellgate Sports Club. Only indoor saltwater pool, great training, Boheme Spa. Absolutely clean. Linda's down there and recovering from all of her training with
I'm
her.
I'm going to be there today.
Yeah. And you got to experience going down there, experience what it's like to go down there. It's going to be 109 today, 112 today, my friends. Mm-hmm. Head on down there. Instead of going out on the roads, going down there. It's air conditioned, but you can still abuse your body. And you still get a good workout
well,
in without falling down.
I saw Bob the other day.
Yeah,
they're working out on
too.
The treadmill
right.
And all that. You know, you got to really pay attention to, you know, this is going to lead to everything that we have that goes on with taking care of preventative medicine. I had this long conversation with my brother. Yes, this all ties in. And my brother's a doctor. And every time I talk with him, it's like, you know, we're becoming kind of a Kaiser single payer. And my brother's been fighting this for years. He's on the CMA, he's the AMA, has his own private practice.
He is the voice in the wilderness out there.
Yeah, that's what he feels like. And he's actually, I think at this stage, he's going to be 64. He's been practicing medicine for years and years and years. So he said that the art of practicing medicine is going away. The true part of being able to practice medicine. It just breaks my heart because I know he's been out there, you know, it's like he's fighting the wind walkers. He's fighting the death walkers, you know, by himself out there slashing and hashing. And it's just, you know, you get to a point where you just get tired. So I hope, you know, I've watched this for 40 years. He's been practicing. And he's been extremely successful. He does spinal implants. He does all this stuff. But my point is that we're getting to a point where we really need to pay attention that we are in control of our bodies, what we eat, how we treat it, what we think goes into our bodies. Preventative medicine that goes with the gym, you know, just trying to take what you have. You get one body, one lifetime. So today, think about what you're doing. And I'm just covering this with the fact of, you know, with somebody firsthand in my family of what's happening with the medicine across our country. Yes, we have miracles in medicine, but take care of yourself. Anyway, so it's currently 75 degrees if you're just tuning in. Today, our highs will be 112 with our lows of 82 for the current weather today. I won't go with an extended forecast. We'll do that at the 8 o'clock hour.
75 already. It's going to be 82 tonight. Boy, it's going to be warmer tonight at midnight than it is right now. So, hey, the other things we're seeing is we talk about illegal guns and how what's the Trump administration doing about that? Although they've cracking down on illegal guns, 23% more people being arrested for illegal guns or trying to move guns at the same point last year. At this time, during the end of the Obama administration. So they're cracking down on that, too. I think people need to look at all aspects of the Trump administration. You know, they're concentrating on Trump, but the odyssey is the stock market's higher than it's ever been. Yes. And, you know, are there more things happening like that? Are the Like I said, the illegals coming across the border, people coming across the border illegally is way, way down, and others are leaving. You know, you don't have to arrest every dreamer. It just has to be the thought there that, you know what, that nobody's name is off the table there. And, but, you know, the bottom line is you've got to come up with something so that you've got workers and keep control of who comes to the country, and then they can leave at the end of it when they come over and work. And you got to look at it like that. And I don't understand what is so hard about this, except that the Republicans and the Democrats are afraid to do something. I'm just, you know, the idea of the wall, okay, the wall's cool. You know, if it's not going to be a real wall as you think it's going to be a wall, but it's going to be built, and it's going to slow down the number of people coming here. But I hope in that same time there's a policy that says, okay, we're not going to throw 12 million people out of this country, but we are going to probably toss out 5 million, and the rest of people here can get on to a list and however it is to stay and work as you have been doing. And if you're going to come to this country, you should have a job that you can do and not just manual labor.
Years ago, we kind of toyed around with the idea of going to Australia, and they have very specific rules. You have to be employed in a field that they want somebody there to be employed in, and you have to be able to demonstrate enough personal wealth to not be a drain on their system.
Yeah, you got to be able to take care of yourself.
Why does this country, out of all these civilized countries,
I don't
countries
understand
say,
why we need to have these sanctuary cities. I don't understand why we need
your
to do that. Well, they're not all parasites. I mean,
but
I'm not going to say
there's
that.
A lot of them.
You know what? But there's
they're
got to be
Democrat
some
voters.
What? Well, you know what? Is it that simple? They just want to bring in, you know, anybody in so that the Democrats can. You know, here's the thing: is you got to be careful about what you ask for, because you might get it. And then at that point, then is it the mob controls the country? And I say the mob. I'm not talking mafia, but you have.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about people that are here that are voting for. They're voting for more giveaways. They don't want to work. They want free medical care. They want free money. They want all that stuff.
Well, this is two pronged. But in response to, you know, what we're talking about, who in Southern California, if they have landscaping, if they have, you know, manual labor that needs to be done, has not picked up out in front of
Home Depot.
Workers that are come across the border, these guys are probably here illegally, and they're here to work a day's work, pick them up in the back of a pickup, drop them off at the end of the day, give them, I don't know how much they get per hour. I personally haven't done it, but I know slew of people in L.A. that would do that, to haul, to carry, to pick up. And these people are trying to feed their families too. And they come over here because I guess that's because they can get work.
Well, you've had the state down there in places where I come in, and I needed people to help move my stuff. And a state person was there, and we filled out a piece of paper on, you know, names and all this. And she said, I request that they be given minimum wage. I said, okay, I can do that. That's no problem. In fact, I'll pay him, you know, more, you know, to move my stuff. And
so
they worked their little butts off. And they weren't so little. And then we drove up to Aliso Viejo, an hour's drive away at least, and moved it into a house. So it was, you know, it worked out. Now, were they illegals? I'm not sure, because the state of California was sitting there.
Oh, okay.
There. See, but I'm not sure they were.
But you didn't pick them up in a truck.
No.
And
what?
Say, okay, you guys are going to haul, or you're going to move my storage, but, you know, or you're going to just take all
but
this
they were
bark
out there. Yeah.
Okay, according to one of these reports today, I'm coming on, many Americans are too drugged out to work. A slew of reports find a fresh reason for the chronic inability of American companies to fill skilled jobs. Not a lack of skills enhanced a training and education crisis, but a surfeit of drug abuse. Simply put, prime working age Americans without a college diploma are often too drugged out to get the best jobs. Opiates remain at high levels, but the surge in drug use is now heroin and the powerful contaminant fentanyl.
Yeah, heroin with fentanyl. You know what? Here's the thing. We were talking to – here we were with Bill Casparino the other day. He's begging for drivers. You start out at 60 grand a year. and he's begging for drivers. And he says that's the biggest, it's the biggest threat to the trucking industry right now. There's no drivers out there. And if you think about that, there's no drivers. And it's an honorable job. You can, I mean, you can get, you know, you don't have to be away from your family all the time. I mean, once you pay your dues in this, when I say you get your 100,000 miles, you can get local jobs anywhere around here.
Advanced Automotive spent half a year trying to get a qualified automotive technician, finally found one.
And they're teaching, you know what? They've got this at Shasta College. I can't say it enough. They've got welding. They've got diesel technology. And they have, what was the other thing? Small manufacturing. And they train people in all of this. And you can walk away and get these jobs like that. So, hey, we're going to be right back after the break in the news with Brent Weaver, Mayor Redding.
The news is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Newly sworn in White House Chief of Staff John Kelly getting a big vote of confidence from his new boss.
We just swore in General Kelly. He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as Chief of Staff.
The President selected Kelly, who was heading up the Homeland Security Division, to replace former GOP Party Chairman Reince Priebus, who held the Chief of Staff position for 6 months. As far as all the reports of chaos in the White House, the President says they're just not true.
From high-level personnel changes to West Wing leaks to surprising presidential tweets, the Trump White House has been viewed by some as lacking discipline. This week, with a new chief of staff taking the reins, the president is insisting everything is fine. On Twitter, he points to a record-high stock market, improved economic numbers, and the approval of his Supreme Court nominee. He closes out the tweet by saying, "No White House chaos."
His White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton. The president is getting some pushback from his own party over his proposal to change Senate rules that require 60 votes to overcome a filibuster to a simple 51-vote majority. Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona.
No, and it shouldn't. That would be a big mistake. We are at our best in the Senate when we work across the aisle.
Flake appeared on CBS this morning. The U.S. stock indexes starting the week mostly higher as media companies gained. Scripps Networks, the company behind HGTV and the Food Channel, gained after it agreed to be bought by Discovery Communications for $14.6 billion. Americans signed more contracts to buy homes in June, snapping a three-month decline in pending sales. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index rose by 1.5% in June to 110.2. The gain still puts the pace of contracts in June below its March level. More from townhall.com.
What would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
People in Chicago and its surrounding Cook County will be paying a new soda tax this week after a court challenge against it was thrown out.
The penny per ounce fee for sweetened drinks is expected to raise about $200 million a year for the county and also bring about health benefits like reducing obesity and diabetes. A judge has lifted a restraining order sought by the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, which argued the tax was unconstitutional and vague.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. An Associated Press investigation has uncovered an uneven patchwork of justice for juvenile lifers. The Supreme Court has banned mandatory life without parole when it comes to juvenile homicide offenses, But inmates' chances at resentencing or parole depends largely on which state or even which county they find themselves in. The high court mandate has stirred uncertainty and opposition. Some states have resentenced and released dozens of people who had been convicted. More from townhall.com. An Army medic from the state of Michigan who risked his life 9 times to rescue comrades in Vietnam is becoming the first person to receive the Medal of Honor from President Trump in a ceremony set for this afternoon. Retired Army Specialist James McLuhan said in a recent interview he thinks about the lives that he helped to save.
I love those guys, and I know they love me. And I'm glad that 10 of them got to lead a full life because of Doc McLuhan.
McLuhan repeatedly entered the kill zone to rescue wounded comrades during a battle back in 1969. Security remains heightened in airports around Australia with more intense screening of luggage after law enforcement officials said they had thwarted what a police chief described as a credible attempt to attack an aircraft. Officials declined to comment on media reports that Islamist extremists plan to kill the occupants of a plane with poison gas and use a homemade bomb. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in Ground Center of the Reclamation of downtown Reading. And I've got the mayor. We have the mayor here, so he's part of this too, since part of his buildings are down here. In fact, many, you've got several buildings down here, Brent.
You know, I got two downtown. I had another one a couple years ago when I sold it, and so yeah, I'm just down to two.
Okay, well, but this is part of the reclamation down here. It's going to be a Absolutely. Lot of things happening. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460. Jump into our chat room. Linda.
And we appreciate also Bob Belongi, who's always at the helm here Monday through Thursday. He's our producer, and we love his bump music and everything else that he brings to the mix. He's the octopus with 12, I don't even, you know, how many
appendages does he have?
Appendages does he have? Oh, okay. Well, eight, but I mean, you know, a 12. I was saying you've got 12. So, currently 75 degrees, at the downtown area. We have a high today of 112, folks. So we want you to be careful. And, Bob, later on, the next time that we read the weather, we'll give you, kind of a warning about what happens with this kind of heat. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 82. Tomorrow calls for a high of, gosh, when I start to read
low
this,
of 82.
It's like otherworldly.
A low of
it's
82.
It's like, where are we? We're in lava country. Tuesday calls for a high of, doesn't it feel like, where are we? When it's like, you know, foreign land. Tuesday calls for 116 and Wednesday is 115. Now that's going to vary because this is what happens. It's either 2 degrees more or 2 degrees less. And Wednesday calls for 115 again. Thursday's 107. Friday's 107. And Saturday calls for 105. Mostly clear. No thunderstorms in this forecast at all. Some 5 miles hour kind of wind going on. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Mayor Brent Weaver is going to lead the city council on a walk around Reading this afternoon at 1.
Oh.
to show them, as they're going to walk around and take a look at the county, you know, the tearing down of the buildings of the county. He's going to take a look, walk down along the trails, and then right down the middle of Reading with the city council. And it will end when the last one drops.
Right. So. You know what, actually, I think we should do? I remember being a kid and going out on, like, those days where it was, like, 110 degrees and cracking an egg on the sidewalk to see if it could. And I'm telling you, I think today and tomorrow and the next 2 days, we could definitely. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you all had a battle going on yesterday in Jefferson State of Mind.
Yes, we did. And we are going to show that video that was a Dave Hodges video, actually, tonight and discuss the lies that are being spread.
The guy's a total jerk. The guy's a total jerk. And you know what? Paul Preston, as far as I'm concerned, fits right in with this guy, Hodges.
Yeah, we suspect that's where Dave Hodges got the information from.
But there are other things about Paul Preston that are coming out that we mentioned on the program yesterday.
I'm telling you what, he was here, and I tell you, you know what?
Unbelievable stuff.
I try to tell people this. You know,
fake news.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So what's happening
so
tonight?
So there's that, and then we also have Mark Kent is going has gone over the grand jury report, and if people are curious about what the grand jury found out and their report, particularly on Stillwater and the Elk Trail Preserve up there with the water, he's going to do a rundown on that. And then thirdly, we have the people with the recall petitions. If people want to sign the recall petition, they'll be available to sign tonight at our meeting, 3276 Bocelli Lane at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And the Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Bye-bye. We're here, of course, with Brent Weaver. And, gosh, two of the things they said. The one of them, how does a recall impact on everybody else if it's not you?
On the
city council.
Sure. Some of the other ones who were elected in two cycles ago, we've been on now for, what, about 2.5, 3 years. And so this is a first-time experience for some of us. And I would say, certainly it's a little bit awkward, you know, for, the ones being recalled and then for the body as a whole. Hey, again, every 2 weeks you're doing a council meeting and you're trying to, work through issues and get things done. And so I would just say you've got to be professional. You still got to show up and do the job and, make sure you're reading the staff reports and staying engaged. But, to say it's not on people's minds would, I think, also not be accurate either. I mean, it's where we are today, and I think people are concerned, and I think that's part of why you've seen, I think, a little bit of a surge of trying to do additional town hall meetings to give people in the community access to their electeds and staff, and then doing more things like this, coming on radio shows. We did a downtown joint forum about a month ago with the Chamber of Commerce where we talked about environmental design. We did one last week that was with the entire council talking about public safety, and we have some additional forums planned coming in the next few months.
But too. Why did it take this long? People have been talking about why isn't the city council come out and have these? And there was rules before that says if we're all together, we can't talk about things.
Yeah. So
and then, but I mean, because this has been asked, as you know,
sure.
Several years, but it's always been the same answer was, well, if we're all together, we can't discuss it.
Well, you have to agendize the meeting and how you're going to talk about certain issues. So, taking a city council meeting as an example, when you agendize an item that you're going to talk about, and there's been warning to all the participants that we're going to talk about it, we've gathered information. The concern is when you get to public comment. That's where people get frustrated. Is they get up during public comment, they mm-hmm. speak for 3 minutes, and then they expect city council or the electeds to talk back on any given issue. But the way that meeting's set up, you don't engage during public comment. And so when you agendize a different meeting like we did last week that was just specifically about public safety, then we can talk about it. And we you saw that in the meeting if you attended it or you watched mm-hmm. online. It was for me, that was a great 2.5 hours we spent where we – as electeds got to share what was on our minds and vice versa. Those who showed up, there was a lot of people that came with solutions.
I guess I shouldn't be knocking it because at least it started.
Yeah.
But there was no reason this couldn't have started 3 years ago though, right?
Well, I think it ebbs and flows. What I will tell you right now is we have this changing of the guard. We have a new city manager who I think people are starting to find out he's very, very different than Kurt Starman. He's very, very different than Mike Warren. He's who he is. And I think not only does Barry come to the job with different strengths and weaknesses, but during the interview process, he was mandated by this council that we've got to do a better job in communicating. And that's going to include social medias. That's going to include how you engage people. It's going to include how you share your goals and objectives and measure those. I think last time I was on your show, we talked about the public dashboard that we're working on. And so I would say I think it'd be a disservice to say that there was not a few people on the council that would have liked to see this start sooner. But I think there was, coming in as a new council member and some of the others, just different styles. But the style we have today, I think, is being received very well.
Okay. It says here that some people didn't get the memo that the meeting was about bringing new ideas and not whining. So I guess there are people, some people complain, but some people with ideas from what I heard. We got to take a break here. We're here with Reading City Mayor Brent Weaver. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Watch repair. They can design it and build it. They've got it all right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good people there. Four Winds Jewelry. All right, we'll be right back with Reading Mayor Brent Weaver.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Overtime Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino, August 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30. Come join me, Linda Bot, for a fun evening of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's 6:30 to 8:30, August 3rd in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on our last day of July. July 31st, tomorrow, you know you're going to be marking the 8th month of the year on your checks, if you write checks on anything. It's hard to wrap ourselves around the fact that, you know, Christmas in July, you know, people are thinking of Christmas in July, especially in, you know, in the world of marketing. And anyway, so I just kind of got off on a tangent. 8:18 in the morning. It's currently 75 degrees. Our guest today is Mayor Brent Weaver. And, you know, something that we have here on your background is that you, when you went to your mission, you were in
Taiwan. Yeah.
And that you speak Mandarin.
I do.
And you minored in Asian studies.
Yes, I did.
I think that's fascinating. And you majored in?
Well, it was international law and diplomacy was the technical. Basically, what that was 90% political science classes, and then they gave you two or three international law classes. And so that's really where I think my interest was piqued on the political process and getting involved. In fact, I gave a talk yesterday. I was at church, and it was talking about, I spent about 15 minutes talking about public service and community service. And last spring, I had an opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. For REU, which we do an annual trip to talk about energy policy for the North State. And then my wife and oldest son, James, who's in eighth grade, came out, and we had a chance to tour the museums and the Capitol building. But what really stood out is we visited Mount Vernon, and we got a chance to see where George Washington lived and the sacrifices he went through. And, just talked about how our founding fathers sacrificed so much so we could have the opportunity to, vote and choose who's going to represent us. And if they do a good job, you keep them in. If they don't, you get them out. Regarding the Asian studies and the opportunity I had to live in Taiwan, I'll tell you what's been fascinating. Who would have thought that knowing how to speak Mandarin Chinese would help you living in Redding, California? But just next door, Carl and Linda, I've told a few people this story. When I just finished that building, it was the biggest project I had done today. I was in my early to mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And I'm really hoping we're going to find somebody to go in there so I don't have to go back to my wife and say, hey, I lost everything, don't leave me. And
please now let the kids stay.
Yeah. We're talking about, just so we can bring you up, that's where Kobe Steakhouse is, because we're in the Shervin Square, next building over, which begins with, actually, it used to be a deli.
It starts with you. You've got to know. So on the other side of us starts your
stairs. That's the Kobe Steakhouse area. That's Brent Weaver's building.
Correct. And so here I am trying to get an anchor tenant. We're trying to get a restaurant in there. And Ken Miller, who was representing me at the time, says, hey, I got this lady, Vicky Keller. She's from outside the area. She wants to put a special type of restaurant in there. Why don't you meet her? So we sit down at this table, and Vicky's there. She's with a friend, and all of a sudden, Chinese.
And you're listening.
So all of a sudden I'm listening. And then I went right into Chinese as well with them. And the rest is history. She said to Ken, I like Brent. I think I can trust him. And they signed this lease. And many of her workers are from Taiwan or the mainland. And so when I go in there with the kids and, whether we get sushi or whatever it is, it gives me an opportunity to brush up and stay current on my language. In fact, I'll tell you, my oldest son.
Do your kids speak it?
Well, my oldest son, James, who's going into high school next year, will be my first high school kid. Shasta High is now offering Chinese. And so, of course, mom signed up for Spanish. I said, hold on a second, time out. I go, I need somebody to speak Chinese with. So we changed it, got him signed up for Chinese. UPrep offers it now. Right. RSA offers it. So
it's ready to school. Yeah. In fact, I've heard teachers saying, you got these little 10-year-olds are out there. They're all chattering away in Chinese.
Well,
they don't know what they're talking
about.
And
what's beautiful about that is that in that particular class, from what I've heard, because our friends have kids that go there, is that when they are speaking Mandarin, when they take their Mandarin, they can only speak Mandarin in that class. They can't, once they start that, isn't that great?
It is, and I've run into quite a few students who are part of the RSA Chinese program or even UPrep, and I'll tell you, their language skill is impressive. I mean, they can really sit there and carry a conversation, and I'm excited for my kids to be a part of that.
Well, so that's interesting. You sit down with this lady, love that. So it gives you another kind of opens up another envelope into Brent Weaver of taking this knowledge and bringing it here, bringing in. That's a pretty big anchor store, Kobe, and that you could sit there and speak. Now, there's so many dialects, because when I lived in Hong Kong, it was Cantonese. And then when we did the takeover, when the takeover happened, it turned into the Mandarin.
That's correct, because what you have on the mainland, Mandarin is the predominant country's language, and you're correct. Hong Kong, specializes where they'll do business in English and Cantonese. But as soon as the mainland took over Hong Kong, then the mainland's language came over there. Another thing I was going to tell you about the Mandarin Chinese is with Stillwater Business Park. So it was a couple weeks ago, had a meeting with the EDC and the city, and we're constantly monitoring which companies were going after, and we had this very, very large company out of China. And I just said to Tony at the EDC, hey, if there's any opportunity, you can bring me along for the pitch. I'd love to represent the city of Reading, and do it in Chinese. And I said, whether, you know, I can just tell them in Chinese, I'm going to mow their lawn for them if they bring their business and all those jobs to Clearwater.
Yeah. What we used to do is take the redheaded female and have her sit in the middle of the when we were in there talking to the Saudis and others, because she spoke Farsi. She wouldn't say anything, and they would just, and they talk among themselves, and she would sit around looking around the room because she was a woman. Well, they don't care about what she's going to say, and but she was taking notes, and she knew everything they said. And she'd get out there, she said, "That's not." They said this, but that's not what they're talking about. And it, we did that several times. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Stillwater, this is good. Let's continue on with the Stillwater. Sure. I want to hear the end of the, what where that's going.
Yeah,
the grand jury, as you know, pounded it and said that there's got it should be a separate audit. There should be why are we not selling it? Who there should be somebody in charge of it? And essentially, what the grand jury said, you came back and said, well, that's not true.
Well, I came back and said there were certain things that in their findings I think I said were accurate and were true.
Right.
But there were some other areas where they partially weren't. I'd love to expand upon that. So first off, I'd say this. Thank you to the grand jury picking Stillwater to shine a light on it. And I've said that publicly several times.
It was time. Absolutely. Time to do that. It's been too long.
Let's just do something. Open it up.
Absolutely.
Shine a light.
And – you know, it's one of those things where the new members on council, we don't need to hang our head. What we need is, you know, first of all, recognize that that was some bold thinking. You know, the fathers of that project were saying, we want to take a risk. We want to see if we can go out there and grab some of these larger manufacturers and bring that job base here. Lo and behold, the recession hits and the project, for all intents and purposes, becomes mothballed. We're now coming out of the recession over the last 2 years, and you can no longer use the economy as a crutch. And here's the bottom line to me as an elected. We're burning $650,000 a year for debt servicing that's coming out of the general fund. And so that's policemen, that's whatever real-time service we want to debate or talk about, that's $650,000 that we're debt servicing. So this is real right now, and we cannot sit on this asset indefinitely. And so when that grand jury report came out, I thought, this is great. You know, we need more eyes on this project because, you know, my sense would be, first of all, I think we have a great team between Larry Voppel representing the city and Tony Givinelli and Pat Corey and Joe Sharama. We got a great teamwork between them and our broker. And I give us another, you know, I would say probably a year, 1 to 2 years of you know, with this economy improved, to see if we can land. We are getting more tire kickers in the last year and a half than we probably had the prior 7 years. Okay, so
we're getting kick tires in order to make it happen.
And Tony's been doing a good job.
Yeah,
but there's got to be like a drop dead date on this thing, right?
But at some point, you just can't sit on it. And so what we're doing right now as a city, we're going to be completing in September a feasibility study. It's going to go out there and say, okay, this project started what 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is this product even needed today? Is it being sought after? And so when we get this report back in September that says, hey, is this even a product that is wanted out there? I think we need to decide. I think while all of our energy and focus is to make this successful with Plan A, I think we should be working on Plan B right now.
So what's the worst? I hate to say this, but I mean, you know, it's like anything else. We are too faced in our business where you look at bottom line. Where we look at bottom line. So we got to bottom line it. So let's talk about worst case scenario. What would happen if you just said, okay, we're done. We got to walk away.
So our debt on this project is approximately $20 million, just maybe $21-22 million. I think if we were to sell all the land today for what it appraises for, we would still come up short on paying off all of the debt. So the idea behind Stillwater as it sits today, if it's going to be a success, it's not going to be that we paid off all of the bond debt or all of the money we invested into. It's going to be if we create jobs. It's all about, does Stillwater translate into jobs for the North State? And if we get there, great. But right now we're burning cash and we have nobody in there. And so
it's been almost over $7 million of just debt, just paying off debt there on this. And over the next 2 years, it's going to be $1.5 million. More that we're paying on it, and you're saying give it another 2 years. But should you say, hey, 2 years and we start trying to find our way out of this? Or you said 1 or 2 years, but I think, don't you think there needs to be a date that says, you know what, we have tried this for 12 years and now it's time to go and do something with this, yeah. You know, rent it out to goats, something that brings in money.
Yeah. Well, and let's take a step back. It's not just that we're completing this feasibility study that's going to come back in September. It's not just that we're focused on trying to fill right now, but we actually have several other ideas we're looking at for that park, other uses. And I will tell you, I think Barry Tippin's a pretty creative guy. And he and I talked about this probably going back a year ago when Kurt was still here. We would drive, you know, to and from these REU conferences, and we'd spend a lot of time talking about a number of issues. One of them was Stillwater. And there are some things you can do with Stillwater. Example is, you know, you have Kent Dagg out there and a few others saying, you know what, maybe these parcels are too big, so we need to take a few of the, you know, two or three of the larger parcels, and then you start to break them down into smaller parcels, and you sell those off. And so yeah, I think you could do a pilot on something like that. That's an idea. There's other ideas of maybe you allow a use out there that today's not even being considered. And I think there's two or three ideas kicking around for those types of uses. And
like what?
Well, some of them are controversial, some are not, but I think they should be discussed.
Marijuana?
One of them is cultivation.
Cultivation of marijuana.
I have no problem with that. I've always thought that if it's legal, why not have a pot farm? No, why not have a medicinal pot farm where it's taxed? I mean, I'm sorry.
You can put it out there.
And so, and I am by no means saying I'm against it or for it. I'm just saying that these are
things we should have
on the table. Right. So that's a idea. And,
okay, you know what? We need to take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about Pete Hansen being here the other day.
Okay.
And talking about public safety and then, of course, unfunded liabilities. Because when I hear that $650,000 a year for Stillwater, I think of unfunded liabilities. And then the new budget just came out, as we know, and it's come out and it doesn't look good. In the sense of, if anything, our taxes are going down and our expenditures are going way up. And that's this year. Or this coming year, and what are we going to do about that? So, Brent, I bet did you ever sit there at night and think, you know, I could have just been building and been happy, taking the kids out to the lake. Do you ever think that now and then?
No, absolutely not.
I think more than ever,
I am, you know, as hard as it, you know, I will tell you it's been.
You're glad you're in the fight?
I'm glad I'm in the fight because, you know, I tell people it's personal. I go home after council meetings and I look at my kids who are sleeping and did I make decisions that make it better for them?
Love it.
Okay.
So,
hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cedar Tree Restaurant. I love this guy. I love, you know, Susan and those people out there. We come back from like we're hunting. And you stop in there and you get the – and they don't look at you funny because you smell funny because you've been out hunting. And you get the chicken fried steak with the two eggs. Isn't she great out there? You know what? Great food. It's a place – you know, it's in Palo Cedro, but it is absolutely fabulous, the food out there.
You know she's a skydiver, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah. You know, open set. She's telling – okay, I'm not even going to get into the story. She talks about turkeys running through her property and all this. Open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. right there in Palo Cedro on Palo Way. It's worth the drive out there. We'll be right back with Mayor Brent Weaver.
Hey, Carl, and if you can...
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
save the date, August 2nd. Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Healthcare event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. It is the place to go to get a haircut. We're here with Redding Mayor Brent Weaver, and during the break, of course, things, you know, heat up real quick. Here's the first thing. We had Pete Hansen on here last week. It was like, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it was like listening to Rob Poletti. He said the exact same things Rob Poletti said. And when I said, so what's the answer to this? Pete said, there is no answer. He said,
What issue are we talking about right now? You said there is no answer to this.
There's no answer to the crime of the way the crime is right now. It's a multifaceted attack. There's nothing you can do right now to stop it. He talked about 109, 47, 57, or 42 and 52, whatever they are, how it's brought us in and how there's no seats in the jail. I mean, and I said this to him. I said, Pete, it's like listening to Rob. He has the same – you left with – zero, you know, with losing all your assets. Poletti came in with that same number of assets, and he might have grown them a little bit. But, and I'm not, you know, Poletti's gone. That's the way it is. But it sounded just like him in the sense of what we're facing. So what's going to happen that's going to be different here?
Yeah. Well, We're going through the interview process. I would anticipate we'd see in the next 6 to 8 weeks a permanent chief will be selected. And, I'm encouraged. I'm hearing there are some really strong individuals who are putting in for that position. We have some locals. We have some from surrounding areas. We have some from down south. We have some from outside the state. And the second thing I would talk about is really the last 3 to 4 weeks. I will speak for myself. I have received more compliments in the past few weeks regarding RPD than I received in the previous 6 to 9 months. And why that is, I don't know. But it seems like they're getting back to basics. And some of those are kind of making life hard on some of those who are just walking around wreaking havoc in our community. I see the RPD is enforcing the shopping cart ordinance finally. I see them, they're out on the trails early in the morning on their motorcycles doing sweeps. I know my secretary mentioned to me last week, she gets up at 5 a.m. to go walk the river trail with a few girls. She said she saw these headlights coming and she was wondering what it was, and it was the you know, police on these bikes doing the early morning sweep. She said, I can't tell you how good that made us feel, knowing that they had, you know, just done a perimeter check to see if there's anybody, you know, out there. They're starting to go after the illegal camps. We're seeing a lot of fires taking place near residential neighborhoods and business districts.
How are they going after the camps?
They're just going into them. They're going into
about the same guy that, you know, that usually does it,
or
do you have teams that are doing this?
No, I think you're seeing as part of patrol, as the proactive policing part of it. I think they're going and looking at the illegal camps.
Are they moving them or telling them to move at that point?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are the rules still there that you have to keep their? It used to be 7 days, and then dropped down to 48. Is there a way just to start them right then and just take their stuff and hold it?
If they're on private property, yes. You can
move
do it
them right then.
Immediately. If it's on public property,
Is the city going after private – I'm sorry to interrupt, but private property owners, is the city going after them?
Yes. As we are notified and we become aware of it, absolutely. Uh-huh. We're reaching out to them because what I always say to people on this issue is I get people that push back on me that, well, you know, Bren, you seem very pro going in and moving people along if they're camping or they're doing, and I say, but you're just moving them from one spot to another spot, and I don't accept that doctrine, and here's why. If you're the person living across from that park or you're the person living across from that illegal campsite, that's your ground zero. And I think our job as elected leaders is anyone who will work with us to try to reclaim that block or reclaim that park or reclaim that neighborhood next to an illegal camp, we should be working with you to make it safer. What I'd like to see us grow into, so where we are today is we are somewhat reactionary. We're reactive. We're going and we're dealing with some of these issues. I would like to see, like we have with the NPU unit that's proactively going after the drug dealers, proactively going after the slumlord hotel owners or the massage parlors, I'd like to see a proactive approach for transient type of behavior. And again, I'm not sitting here saying I want to go beat up on somebody that's down on their luck and needs help. But we also got to be real here and not mince words. There's a demographic of in the homeless community that they just need a hand up and they need help. And I will be the first to say I'll donate my time, I'll donate my energy and even money to help those who are ready to make that step. But for those who are acting in that won't category, who are openly doing drugs, who are openly doing behavior that's making life hard on businesses or young families here, I want to make life hard on that demographic because I worry if we don't, then you become a community that says we're okay with that type of behavior and more people are attracted to that.
Okay. Well, there's a vagrancy that's right out in front of Tiger Field when we drive through. I think, my gosh, if I'm taking people here for the first time, that makes me feel ashamed. In Library Park, and of course we're going to be doing the library fundraiser, and I heard from somebody on the board, they offered those people, hey, we'll pay you $10 an hour if you do some work. They all said no. You're going to earn. So anyway, we're right there in front of going into Tiger Field, and there's 20 people just laying. It's like isn't it vagrancy? Isn't there a law about laying down under a tree for a certain amount of hour and just camping there and circles and dogs and. It's just, I don't know. There's something about that first impression. What does that tell you?
That's a good question.
Well, yeah, no, great question. And so two things. First, I would just say if it's a public park or even a public service like a library, if it doesn't matter your appearance. It doesn't matter if you're housed or not housed. You can be there. But it doesn't mean you can be there doing illegal behavior. And so that's what we've got to be careful of. I mean, there is, you know, the Constitution protects that somebody can be there irregardless of, as a community,
that.
We need to be comfortable with that. But the part we're really, let's be honest, what we're really talking about, though, we're talking about the ones who are there with doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And you know, leaving trash or drug use or open containers or, you know, stuff that you shouldn't be doing. And that's the stuff we've got to crack down on. And I think because you mentioned it earlier, Carl, we have limited resources. And that's where we've got to start looking at what public-private partnerships we can do to alleviate some of these problems. I think it's going to take everything. And that's where you see us looking at Carnegie Park, bringing in a food truck park to try to bring in more people to downtown. It's why you see us by the Aquatic Center, working on a private bike park funded by these bike groups to bring in these bike tracks that'll bring families and kids down there. And I'd love to see us do the same thing down there at South City Park. I'd love to see Rick Bassetti or someone else say, hey, we'll work with the city to take over this area and make it more inviting to bring more people in.
Well,
there.
I have to say, he has done that. He has brought in, he's moved the tennis courts, he's brought in the bocce ball tournaments and all this. But when we're coming in there, And Linda's right. When we got there for the baseball game the other night, it was just, you know, absolutely, when you were coming in, it was filled with these people out there. Now, isn't it illegal for people to sleep in the parks overnight?
That is illegal.
There were 48 people there last night sleeping.
That were there sleeping overnight.
Last night.
Okay. Well, we got to look into that.
And so that's the part that I think people are at. Because you're right. You can't push people out of a park, because then you'd have to push me out of the park if I was there for 4 hours laying there,
right,
you know, watching the river.
Right.
And I understand that part. But sleeping there, and, you know, maybe leasing property to people for a dollar and letting them take care of that. Okay, we've got a lot of people calling in and all this and other questions, and we haven't even gotten into the unfunded liabilities,
yeah,
and the budget.
Yep.
And, oh, wait, by the way, before we go in there was somebody that said, why don't we just give them a place to stay? That way you don't have to move them. You just told me that you were just over at the over in Utah on that Housing First. How's that working over there?
Well, I don't know how much time we got. So quickly, just two minutes.
Quickly. Here's a couple minutes. I mean, because
well,
you saw it.
You know, and I think this is something I want to be sensitive to, that there's, you know, I feel strongly the way I feel. I think there's some who disagree with me. But, you know, if we go back to the discussion of, you have the wills, the won'ts, and the can'ts. So the can'ts are, you know, those who are mentally ill. Then you have the wills, who are, you know what, I'm down on my luck. I need some help with some temporary housing, transition housing, as I get back on my feet and get a job. And then you have the won'ts. And I always want to clarify that, you know, where I focus my energy and time is the won'ts. And I think there's an argument out there that you can get people from that won't category into the will if you give them free housing without any stipulation. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I think that if you enable bad behavior by just saying, hey, we're going to continue to give you additional services, whether it's food, clothing, housing, without any stipulation, it just enables, in my opinion, bad behavior. You can hope and wish somebody's going to wake up one day and say, I want to get into that will category.
When you were there, though, and you saw it, you looked at it, and you walked down a block to a Pioneer Park in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. I'll tell you. So I was there last week, and because I wanted to see firsthand if, you know, Salt Lake's getting better, getting worse. I've been reading a lot of pretty horrific stories out there. And I'll tell you, you know, they have these large homeless shelters that are popping at the seams. But I went to downtown Salt Lake into this public park, and it had, by my estimation, over 1,000 people in this homeless transient demographic. And 2.5-3 weeks ago, there was another story talking about that population. They did a poll, and 50% were local Utahns, and 50% were from without the state. And there was a story that came out yesterday talking about, why can't we fix this problem in downtown Salt Lake? And I think anywhere you go, whether it's Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Oakland, Salt Lake,
Vancouver,
Eureka, the issues there. And you have these raging debates where communities are tearing themselves up because you have one side of the line saying, well, we just got to give them more services, give them housing, and that's going to help them to want to change their behavior. Then you have those who are with the stick, which I put myself in that category. And I guess the question comes back to, it's kind of like raising kids. What's more compassionate, letting your kid do whatever he wants, say when he's going to go to bed, say what he's going to eat every day, have no rules, or actually trying to enforce some type of, hey, this is why you make these types of decisions. There's repercussions for the decisions you make. And what's more compassionate for this demographic? I would offer, I've hired in the last 3 months, of 4 of the last 5 hires have done jail time. And they have shared with me, being in that place made me wanted to clean up. And so giving somebody a free house that says, you don't have to change any of your behavior, or a stick that says, I'm going to compel you. I don't know that I have the answer on the two, but I would say I tend to lean, or you got to compel
structure
people to
structure
get out of that won't category into the will. And given the enabling behavior is not going to get them out of that category.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Billy Bob, you're up. And then Terry, right behind Billy Bob. We'll be right back after these messages with Redding City Mayor Brent Weaver.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 112 today. It's 81 right now. It's going to go down to 82 tonight. Tomorrow, 116 degrees. The next day, 114 degrees. Let me talk to you about Alliance Heating and Air. If your air conditioner is not working at top shape right now, you need to call Martin and his people, better known business Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. This is who we chose. And last year when we had 110 degrees and the compressor blew out, here comes Martin with portable air conditioners and fans and everything else to help us. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We're here with Mayor Brent Weaver. I say, I don't know why I do that. It's like I don't know his name. It's Mayor, Brent Weaver. It's not really, it's really just Brent Weaver. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
You're on.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Great show, and I'm impressed with Brent Weaver. He seems like a real logical thinker and an experienced businessman, local, and I'm impressed with his Mandarin. I never knew he speak that. But anyway, my point is, as usual, is that the Stillwater location, and before I come up with that, I want to say that this should be a lesson. This project that's costing us so much money should be a lesson to the city that they should not be in the development business. That's for private people. That's for the private sector, and if the city got off on the tangent of trying to think they were going to do some big grandiose deal here, and that's not going to work. And so stay butt out. Get the heck out of private development, and that's my first point. But again, something to do with Stillwater, as you know, Carl,
yep,
is that we create Bumville, and you want to clean up Redding. People can't even get into their storefronts, and you got to step over all these transient people. Corral them, put them into a fenced location out of Stillwater. It's going to cost you a couple $100,000 to build a commissary and a bathhouse that'll accommodate these people. Set them up with tents and keep them out of trouble. If they're out of town, they're not robbing people. They're not jacking cars and create a atmosphere that they get along, and that is Bumville. They can have their own bum police. They can have their bum grand jury and everything else.
Okay.
So we got to corral them and put them away, and you can't do it with jails. So anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Okay, thanks, Billy Bob. Right before we get to Bumville. I like it. Put it out by Vince Stevenson's property. He's over there. He's adjacent to Stillwater.
Okay.
Hey, Brent, doesn't the city of Reading own a lot of property?
We do.
Why,
we do.
Why aren't we selling some of that off?
I will tell you that in the last 2 months, I've been having discussions with Barry Tippin about our inventories. And I think the argument's this. Does it make sense for the city to retain this this portfolio of property? Much of it we have to maintain throughout the year for fire prevention. And if we can get some of that property that makes sense into the private sector, then they start paying property tax on it. They get jobs. And so, yeah, put me in, you know, I am all for looking at our assets and our port. And actually, there was a study done 6-7 years ago by Cox Real Estate, Bill Cox. Well, they actually went through and they itemized every single parcel that we own. And they said, and they even went to the, they rated each parcel of what the best and highest use was for that. There wasn't a lot of interest in maybe the previous administration, but there is interest at this point in time. And again, actually, you know, Kent Dagg actually has been one of the persons leading the charge, having that discussion.
We need to do that. Now, the other thing is before I get to Terry, is our budget this year is we're our expenditures are up.
Yep.
Our income's way down, or it's going down. There's a big deficit between what we're spending and what we're making, and we're having that we're going into the reserves all the time. How long can this go on, and what are we doing to fix this?
Okay, so in 60 seconds, here's the elevator part of the story. Over the next 10 years, City of Reading is $28 million short to be whole. $28 million. Now, one of the items that changed overnight for us was CalPERS taking their return from 7.5% down to 7%. But bottom line is we're $28 million shortfall over the next 10 years. When we interviewed for our new city manager, we had three or four areas that we really, as a council, went really deep into the details, into the weeds of it. One was public safety. Two was how we communicate as a city hall. Three was we're going to have to tackle our unfunded liability. And Barry, since he's been in, he started these weekly video podcasts where he sends them to every single employee. And he's been putting on there the graphs that shows where he's opening up the books. And I think I said this either one or two shows ago where we're showing people under the hood right now. We're showing the employees these are our books. We're opening them up. And so the education process is going right now. Wednesday night, we're going to have a closed session where we're going to continue the dialogue of how we're going to have this discussion on our unfunded liability. But the bottom line is we've got to get the employees to the table, and we've got to show them that, hey, here's a shortfall, and we're going to have to get this worked out. And I will tell you this. This council today is committed to getting our 10-year budget
You got 11. All 11 unions are going to be bargaining this year, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay, Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Sure, no problem. Couple things. Rick Bassetti has done a lot when it comes to that park out there. He has put security in. He's done a lot of things. He's tried to give Reading, I believe, the best he can, something that's going to make us, a ball club that will make us proud and that sort of thing, a place for families to come. Carl's right. There are people stay overnight there. I know that two programs ago, Rick is on this program a lot, Carl and Rick spent more than one segment talking about all the drugs that were done at that park. And one of the things that Rick said is they start smoking pot at 7 a.m. I distinctly remember that. The other thing is with Barry Tippin, he makes $200,000+ a year with a $7,000 raise he gets at the end of this year. And on top of that, you have the city manager of Los Angeles who only makes $64,000 more a year. And when you stop and think about that, Los Angeles has, 5 million people? We got 91,000. A lot of that's gotten out of control. We spent $150,000 asking Paletti to leave. We brought in a police chief on an interim basis, and you yourself just said we have people here that already are applying for the job. Well, if they're captains, and we have some good ones, why couldn't they handle it for 8 weeks? There's just too much irresponsibility going on, and really and truly, you never did answer the question on are we going to sell some of the assets to give us money for law enforcement and fire and health and safety.
Okay, Terry, we're about ready to run out of time, so we can give Brent a chance to answer. Thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
So thanks for those questions and observations, Terry. So regarding sale of assets, so that'll be a discussion that'll come back to the City Council, specifically regarding our portfolio of property, if there's going to be certain properties that make sense to get into the private sector. Again, those discussions have been restarted in the last few months, and I think you'll see at a future council meeting that come up. In regards to
why can't you say you will see it?
Well, I can say you'll see it, but it's still going to take the vote of the council. That's my
understand
point.
I understand that. But you're going to bring that up, saying, yeah, hey, we got to take a look at this and let the people know this is what we're doing.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's
where I was at. Assets. Yeah. And then in regards to pay, this is one of those where you make nobody happy on either side. But what I think all you can do is just be forthright and be plain in your speech, which is you need to respect the employees. None of this is their fault in that they came into a career that pays X amount and they're doing the same. They're doing what's best for their family, just like we are. With that said, though, we're now living in a reality where the pension system is broken. And you can show that with the $28 million shortfall we have over the next 10 years. So yeah, we're going to have to get to the table with our employees, and we're going to have to renegotiate and be fair and be respectful with one another. But also, we've got to change this, because what's in competition with one another is, if you just take a simple pie chart and you have two shades, one shade is real-time services and one is unfunded liabilities. Which one's growing, real-time services or unfunded liabilities? Today, unfunded liabilities is growing. And that's why people get so upset and they show up and they want to throw the bums out, because if you don't give us services, why do we want to be in this community with our families? Why do we want to relocate our business here?
I think that you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things, Brent,
Linda, how often does Carl say that to you?
He pretty often.
No, I think you're right on that. But the thing is that it is growing like that, and it could grow a lot faster. Yeah, I know it. We're at 9 o'clock, and I got to get out of here.
We've got to run.
But this is the best thing about being the owner of the station. We get to say a couple other things.
We can push it over if we
can push it over to another hour if I want to. Sometimes Brent goes, oh, no, you promised me not.
But
let me just say this is, but you're right. The unfunded liabilities are going, and if California, as many economists think they're going to do, they're going to reduce that 7 to 6.5, because they're not getting anything close to that, you know, to coming back, which is going to raise it another, 5-6 million.